It's beginning to look a lot more like Christmas in here.
Sure is.
Hey, look, here it is.
Great, you found the star.
I sure did. Can I put it on top of the tree this year, Dad?
Sure, I'll lift you up.
Right on, thanks, Dad.
Oh, please be careful.
There, how's it look, sis?
It looks beautiful.
Attaboy, son.
Gold.
Gold what?
The star. It's gold.
Yep, that it is.
Well, I think I might know this one, Pops.
All right, what do you think?
I remember that when the three wise kings from the east followed the light of the star to Bethlehem, they brought the finest gifts they could find to give to Jesus. One brought myrrh, another brought frankincense, and another brought gold.
Sounds like he's got it, Dad.
Sure does. Gold is widely known as the most precious and pure gift anyone on earth can afford. People make fine jewelry out of gold. Others give away trophies made of gold. Some folks even furnish the finest palaces around the world with gold. Gold ribbons, gold medals, gold membership, it all signifies the very best.
So, when we see gold at Christmas time, we should remember the three gifts of the wise kings?
Yes, precisely right, Madeline. We are to remember that just like the three kings, we should always bring our very best to Jesus in worship. We also remember that God gave us the very best life possible, everlasting life, when he raised Jesus from the dead. So, we offer back our hearts and lives to God. We are to live for him to the very best of our ability, holy, set apart for his glory.